Governor Bruce Rauner gives his State of the State address today before the Illinois General Assembly in Springfield. And taking a look at what the governor might talk about is Brian Mackey, State House reporter for Illinois Public Radio and Illinois Issues Magazine. Thanks for joining me, Brian.
Thank you for having me.
Now, the governor's already been making a lot of appearances around the state. He's been talking about state government and budgeting. And going from what he's been saying, what are you expecting to hear in the State of the State address?
Well, you know, often in State of the State or State of the Union type addresses, the cliche line is, the state of our union is strong, the state of Illinois is strong. But Governor Rauner has been spending a lot of time both on the campaign trail and, as you mentioned, in this brief tour around Illinois. He was in Chicago, Decatur, and Champaign, basically giving PowerPoint lectures. He has said that the state of Illinois is not strong. It's actually in terrible shape. In fact, he used the phrase that Illinois is in a death spiral. So he sees big problems, particularly from the standpoint of business, and we're expecting him to talk a lot more about that during his speech.
So do you expect any specific proposals that you can identify now that will come up in his State of the State address?
You know, it's hard to say exactly what he's going to do, but he has been giving some hints in those lectures. He's talked a lot about what he sees as problems with union influence, both in the way they conduct themselves in campaigns, donating a lot of money, typically to Democrats. But also, let's remember that Bruce Rauner came much closer than people expected to losing the Republican primary because unions gave so much support to one of his opponents in the Republican primary for governor last year. So he has spent a lot of time talking about unions. And, you know, he may also spend some time talking about business issues, changes to the workers' compensation system. The need to invest in infrastructure is something that a lot of business leaders would like to hear the governor talk about.
He'll be talking to the General Assembly. It's a heavily Democratic General Assembly. How does he make a case for convincing them to follow his policies?
You know, that's a really good question. Particularly with the anti-union rhetoric, I think people have been a little surprised with how hard he has pushed that message. And I should say the governor says that he is not anti-union. He says that it's wrong that people try to paint him that way. But the unions certainly regard the policies he's suggesting as being anti-union. How does he win Democrats? You know, that's a really good question. And I think a lot of people are really eager to see what he does do to try and win their support. Because as you said, the Democrats do have super majorities. That means they do have technically enough members, on paper at least, to override a gubernatorial veto. In the House, though, there are some Democrats who are fairly conservative, who are elected from swing districts, and the governor might be able to win their support for some of his policies.
Is it possible then that it's not just a matter of what Democratic leaders may be thinking of doing, but perhaps a coalition of some Democrats and Republicans forming to get some things done?
I think the thinking is that pretty much anything that's gonna pass that would be controversial will have to have both Democrats and Republicans voting for it, because you can't really imagine the Democrats, you know, taking all the hard votes and letting the Republicans off the hook, as has happened so much in recent years. The tax increase, so many of the state budgeting measures have been almost exclusively Democratic votes supporting that legislation. Now, with some of the very difficult choices that lawmakers are going to have to make, particularly about state spending and taxation issues, you got to imagine that they're going to want as many Republicans on those bills as possible, and then maybe they would provide, you know, just enough Democrats to help get them over the top to the majority level needed.
Now, Governor Rauner will be delivering a formal budget address a couple of weeks after the State of the State address, but do you expect to see any discussion of the budget itself in the State of the State?
I don't think so. Typically, governors, you know, especially this year, it's such a difficult topic to discuss. I'm not sure that we're going to see a lot of those taxing and spending questions. He does have to fill another, hour-long speech in a couple of weeks. So what we're getting from him and what is typical in the past is this is sort of laying out what the problems of the state are, what some of the legislative solutions that the governor thinks could address some of those problems, and then the actual fiscal matters we'll hear from later on.
And while the governor has been making appearances and talking about issues important to him, has there been any reaction from legislative leaders, Democrats especially, to give any idea about how they might take all this in?
You know, the House Speaker, Michael Madigan, of course, has worked with many, many governors over the years, sometimes worked very well with Republican governors. But as his practice, he has been keeping things very close to the vest. I'm not optimistic we're going to hear any great, you know, revealing of his master strategy or plan after the State of the State address. He does typically offer some reaction to the budget address, so we might have to wait a couple of weeks for that. Over on the Senate side, Senate President John Cullerton has been speaking with reporters. A lot of his comments have been along the lines that, you know, Governor Rauner is new to state government and he's got a lot to learn. But in terms of addressing specific policies, I think they're eager to hear what the governor has to say before they put their own views out there.
And the Republican minority, is their support for the governor's proposals assured?
You know, that is a really good question, and that's going to be kind of where the rubber meets the road on some of these policies. You know, Bruce Rauner has been working very hard to win the support of lawmakers. He was in Springfield, went to the movies with some lawmakers. He also donated $10 million of his own money and had some of his two of his pals donate another $10 million to give him a $20 million boost to his campaign fund that he can use as a presumably as a carrot and a stick to get lawmakers to go along with him. However, this anti-union rhetoric he's been using will hit home with a lot of Republicans, too, particularly as it relates to state workers. A lot of prisons and other big state facilities are in Republican areas, and there are a lot of union members who are Republican voters in Illinois. So it's going to be interesting to see how they balance, how these individual Republican lawmakers balance the needs and demands of their constituents with what the governor is asking them to do.
Well, whether or not any of the governor's union proposals go anywhere, are you also expecting any specific proposals on improving the state's business climate, which is something that Governor Rauner certainly talked a lot about on the campaign trail?
Yeah, you know, the governor has talked in a lot of sort of vague generalities on the campaign trail. He did not get into a lot of specifics. He did have a couple of what he called blueprints, ideas that he wanted to see put into law. They would include changing the workers' compensation system. They also include what's often referred to as tort reforms, putting limits on the way personal injury lawsuits can be filed. There are problems, though, with those issues. The workers' compensation system, you have to get lawyers and doctors and insurance companies on board with that kind of change, and they're all making a lot of money under the current system, even though employers are objecting to it. Same thing with the so-called tort reform. The Illinois Supreme Court has three times in the past struck down caps on damages, pain and suffering damages in lawsuits, which is one of the top things that people look for when they talk about tort reform. So there are a lot of hurdles to some of these things that he has discussed in the past. Whether he's going to try and bring those up, we'll just have to wait and hear.
Well, Brian, I expect that you'll be listening with rapt attention when the governor gives his State of the State address today.
Not just listening, but I'm also going to be looking at the lawmakers. You know, the press box in the House chamber where we sit, you actually face out. And so I will be definitely looking to see the faces and the expressions and the reactions of both Democrats and Republicans to the governor's speech.
Okay. Well, Brian Mackey, thank you very much for talking with us. Brian Mackey is State House reporter for Illinois Public Radio and Illinois Issues Magazine.